We are looking at the first bracha of the Shemona Esrei, the bracha of Avos, and we are in the middle of the bracha of Avos. We're up to the words Kel Elyon, Gomel Chasadim Tovim V'Kone Hakol. We mentioned that Kel Elyon means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Hakol Yachol. Kel is the name of omnipotence. Elyon meaning that above all and any other power, and beyond our ability to comprehend. That is that Kel Elyon means that there are things that are going to occur, there are those decisions that are made on high, and we are not able to wrap our sensibilities, we can't wrap our minds around what it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing, or why he has chosen to do it. Yet we know that it is Elyon, meaning it's a decision that's made, and that descends from the highest, purest, most righteous source. Elyon, it's above any other consideration. It is what has to be. It comes from the highest and most pure source. Gomel Chasadim Tovim is a direct result of the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kel Elyon. Because he is Gomel, that is, then he extends kindness, and it is that which we would call chasadim tovim, kindness that's totally good. And again, it means that we might not understand that it's kindness that's totally good. In our subjective human experience, there's so much that we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu causing, bringing about, that's seemingly not immediately good. And so we call these chasadim tovim. They are good, and they are truly chesed. But they come from Kel Elyon, so we are in acceptance of and in submission to his Elyon aspect, his aspect of being above our ability to comprehend. On a simpler explanation, we can bank on understanding Gomel Chasadim Tovim as meaning there are times when we can see that there's a chesed that you think is good, is extended seemingly by someone else, but really there's an ulterior motive, and ultimately it may not really be to our benefit. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he says, I'm going to do something that's a chesed, so it's chasadim tovim. It turns out to be totally good. And it is to our benefit. That's a simpler understanding. That it's a chesed that doesn't turn its back on us. That does not stop giving, but that continues to give. But the connection to Kel Elyon has it that he is gomel chasadim tovim, and the word tovim is to remind us that it's tovim, those are good things, even though we don't understand where the good lies in them. This kind of great religious acceptance of what Hashem's decision might be is the reason why we say brachos like hatov v'hameitiv, the bracha added to the benching, to the Birchas HaMazon. God forbid in times of loss, the bracha of Tzidik HaDin. And then we say, V'koneh HaKol, that everything is His. Koneh HaKol means that everything is being acquired by Him. There's a very active state in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking ownership of everything that's happening in the world. It doesn't say Kana HaKol, that he has ownership in the past or has propriety over that which is happening in this world based upon the fact that he created it in the past or owned it in the past or formed it or changed it in the past. Kana HaKol means that he takes ownership of everything that's happening, everything that exists now. From moment to moment, he is Koneh HaKol. He takes responsibility and ownership of everything that is in this universe. Everything that is His is good, and everything is His. Gemel chasodim toivim, meaning that there is nothing that is truly not good. It's toiv, even if we don't understand why it's toiv. It needs to be, and therefore it's good. And we don't know why. We can't understand it. And there's so much the Jewish people have experienced, certainly, that we can't understand. Where is the toiv? But it's toiv. Not only is it toiv, not only is it good, but no matter what, v'kainei akol, it's all His. He takes ownership of it all. Everything. But it's the reality, because there's no point to saying that there's a God unless this is something that is all-inclusive, all-powerful, almighty, and therefore He is kainei akol. It's all His. Whatever He gives us is His. So this includes not only events, but it certainly includes materially. V'kainei akol, it's all the Ribono Shel Olam. The whole world and everything that's happening in the world. It's His. And ongoing, actively, konei, right now. So that is everything He gives us, we understand is His, and we give it back to Him, so to speak. Anything that is bestowed upon us, we recognize is being, if you will, shared, because we understand that it's ours, so to speak, to use, it's ours temporarily, it's ours for our short moments on this earth, but it's His. It's all His. And to the extent that we recognize that it's all His, we have a much more healthy attitude and a much more sensible attitude to our own lives and to our place in this world. And we have expectations that are moderated by the fact that we say, it's all yours, Ribono Shel Olam. It's all yours. So how much I have or how much I don't have, it doesn't really make that much of a difference, because it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu's anyway. Whereas if we advance and get ourselves into what I own, what I have, and if we really start to believe and think that what we have is ours, if my palatial existence is mine, so then I start to think that any encroachment upon that is a huge violation of who I am and what my rights are. And then we start, obviously, to respond to challenges in life with a very skewed and very incorrect attitude of expectations that are not real, because we think that it's all mine and it's all thanks to me and it's all a me-centered existence, an I-centered existence. So that's what we avoid. We come before you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we say, whatever we have, whatever I'm going to ask for in the course of my brachos that I'm about to recite, it's all yours. So if it's all yours, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the reason why when I come humbly to say, you know, I need das, I need a good working mind, and I need your forgiveness, and I need health, and I need Baruch Aleinu, I need blessings for Parnassah. The reason I come to you is because even what I have is not mine, it's yours. It's all yours. V'konei akol. The more a person comes before HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, you know who I am, you know what I have. I have a lot, I'm doing well, and I'm very, very proud of it. And I also recognize that you have the ability to perhaps even give me more. So that's why I'm here. That's not really the way to daven, is it? We humbly recognize that He is Goymel Chasadim Tovim, whatever I have, however much I wish, I think I should have more, it doesn't make a difference. Whatever it is that He has provided in the way of life, and the quality of life that He has allowed me to have is a chesed. It's all chasadim toivim. And everything that I have and everything I do, I turn around and recognize is something bestowed upon me, but yet is really yours. And I devote it to you. V'konei hakol. So that's the real sense of what Vekone Hakol means. It doesn't necessarily mean what you might find in some translations where they say, you know, he creates everything. Kinyan is not the same as creation. Kinyan is proprietorship. V'zocher chasdei avos. The Ribbono Shel Olam remembers the chesed of the avos. The chesed of the avos meaning the chesed of Avraham Avinu, which was obvious, the chesed he extended to other people in the most kind ways. The gvura of Yitzchak, which was also a chesed, if you will. In other words, it was the devotion of Yitzchak to truth and to self-sacrifice, to giving up, which is a huge chesed, to give up one's own life, to give up of one's true whole self. That's also huge chesed. Then, and of course, you have the Torah of Yaakov, the acceptance of Yaakov of all the yisurim, of all the difficulties he had, and then the devotion that he had. He was ishtam yeshev ohalim, and devoted himself to the study of ideas of Torah, devoted himself to the studies of holiness, the studies that were shared with him, the teachings of Shem Ve'Evar. This is also a form of chesed. So, V'zocher chasdei avos means Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and it means the avos of all of the generations. Now, there's a Gemara, Maseches Shabbos, that discusses whether or not Schus Avos still is an abiding force for protection and help for the Jewish people today. And there is an opinion that Tamos Schus Avos, there are no longer benefits that we can expect because we are the children of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Which explains why then the Baruch continues, Umevi Goyel Uvnei V'Nehem L'ma'an Shemai V'Ahava. That Geula, redemption, is then brought to the children of the Avos, not because of the Schus of the Avos, but because L'ma'an Shemo, because Hashem, Yisbarach, wants to have us understand and wants us to see boldly Shmo, his idea, the greatness of his name, Yud Kei Vav Kei, which is the name of creation and the name of Chesed, the name of mercy, the name of Rachamim. But it's not that the Avos are protecting us any longer. And there's another opinion that they are. So both are mentioned here and both are recognized here. He is Zocher Chasdei Avos. He is also Mevi Goel of Nevinayim L'ma'an Shemo. He also brings salvation to the descendants of the Avos, not only because of the Avos, and if in the absence of Schus Avos, he'll bring salvation, it's because L'ma'an Shemo. He'll bring salvation because of the greatness of his kindness. Shmo meaning his name, which is Yud Kei Vav Kei, which is the name of Rachamim, of mercy, and love, Ba'ahava. He loves us, and loves his creation, and wants to give. Hav, which is the key word in Ahava. Hav means to give. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give. Giving is Ahava. Love is not taking. Love is giving. And he gives kindness, and he gives mercifully, and he gives Ba'ahava. Now there is, however, a Tosfos that says, even if the Schus Avos no longer is abiding, but there's a bris avos, there's a covenant with the avos. There's a promise that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made with Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, that Bnei Yisrael, Jewish children, are going to exist, and they're going to survive, and again, thrive, because that's the agreement between Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and the Ribbono Shel Olam. That is L'ma'an Shemo Ba'ahava. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, signed his name and said, this is what I agree to. So while he might remember Zocher Chasdei Avos, and as good as the Avos were, and as much as they were the ones to set up the Am Yisrael and build the Jewish family, and then you would think that forever, forever, their merit will protect us. If not, even if it doesn't protect us forever, but there is a covenant, there is an agreement. And L'ma'an Shemo, because of the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I, Hashem, Afgam zos biyosim be'eretz ayveim lo ma'astim v'lo ga'altim l'chalois l'hofer brisi itam. I will not abrogate the agreement, the covenant that I have struck with Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. I am abiding by my side of the deal. L'ma'an shemo, because his name is, so to speak, signed to, is attached to that covenant. So these ideas are all included in this line. V'zocher chastei avos. He remembers the kindness of the avos. And if the kindness of the avos, if the merit of avos is still with us, all and well. Well, maybe goel, and then brings redemption, livnei v'nehem. And if the schus avos, tamos schus avos, is no longer able to provide us with HaKadosh Baruch Hu intervening on our behalf, then he is goel, livnei v'nehem, l'ma'an shemo. Then he is goel, he is redeeming us all for his name's sake, because he is kind in his essence, because his Shem, his name is Yud Kei Vav Kei, which is the name of mercy. Ba'ahava, because of love. The love he has for everything he's created and for man and for Yisrael, the pinnacle of creation. B'ni b'chori Yisrael. So when you look at these words in progression, you have Mevigoyel of Nevinehem in the middle, and on either side you have Zohar Chazdei Avos, which is one source of Geula, and or L'ma'an Shemo Ba'ahava, that he brings Geula even without Zchus Avos, perhaps just because he is the merciful Shemo Yudke Vavke and loves us, Ba'ahava. Both are true. So, but we need to understand that without looking at this in this understanding, without this understanding, you might think at first glance that it's contradictory. Schus avos on the one hand, and yet it says that he's maybe gael not because of the avos, but because of l'ma'an shema, for the sake of his mercifulness, and because he is merciful and kind, having nothing to do with schus avos. So that's why we need to understand that maybe Gael of Nevinahem is nestled in between these two operative and functional ways of providing or reasons for providing kindness. They're both there. Schusavos and Geula L'ma'an Shemo. They're both happening. And there's no contradiction.
How does it apply to conversion?
The question that someone is asking is there the concept of schus avos for a ger, for a convert? So while a ger cannot necessarily claim that they are biological descendants of the avos, but the neshamos of the gerim, their souls, are souls that were at Har Sinai. So they are legitimately part of the Jewish people. And once they are a legitimate part of the Jewish people, so then they are included in the promises that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has promised to Am Yisrael. It's a little bit like Lahavdil, an adopted child, who is taken in completely, fully, lovingly. It's a little bit akin to that. So, not only can Gerim and do Gerim always say V'zocher Chazdei Avos, not only do they say Elokeinu V'lekei Avoseinu Elokei Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, not only do they actually daven the same, but they really are very much and fully the same as everybody else in Klal Yisrael. As far as this spiritual heritage is concerned, if not as far as material inheritance in, let's say, the land of Israel is concerned. No, a ger doesn't have rights to property in Israel unless he purchases it. But every other aspect of being a part of the Jewish people is bestowed upon the ger because they are totally and fully part of Am Yisrael. This important idea that he does what he does for us, L'ma'an Shemo, ba'ahava, with love. Very, very important. Very important. It's one of the most important words in all of the Amidah. Because people respond to love. That's what people understand to be support, help, succor, a sense of trust in me. You don't trust somebody unless you love them. You can't trust somebody who there's no fealty between the two people. You trust someone who loves you, and you know that that person loves you, and know that that person fully, fully wants what's good for you because they love you. So then you trust in that person. HaKadosh Baruch Hu extends Geula, helps V'nei V'neihem, all the children and children's children of Jewish people. Ba'ahava, because he loves us. And when someone loves you, you can trust them. So what we're saying as we daven is, HaKadosh Baruch, we know that you bring Geula to us, B'nei B'neihem of Avos, Ba'ahava, with love. Love for them, love for the generations between them and ours, and love for our generation. Love for us. And you bestow your kindness and what you will give us, you give it lovingly, with love. If people would know and appreciate how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us, we'd be a different world. We'd be a different Jewish people. It's a very, very important idea. And one which we saw is the introductory to Shema. Habayche ve'amoy Yisrael be'ahavo. So we commit ourselves by saying Shema Yisrael, but right before we commit ourselves knowing that it's to a HaKadosh Baruch Hu who loves us, chooses us with love. So we commit ourselves to Him with love. Ve'ahavta eis Hashem Elokecha. It's a very, very important part. If people, young people, would understand better how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves them, if they knew it, if they understood it, very, very different personalities would emerge within us. We'd be a different people. So that's why this word at the very end of the first bracha of the Shemoneh Esrei is so important. Because you're coming before Ribbono Shel Olam to ask and to speak with someone who loves us and who is doing what he does for us, be'ahavo. Melech, the Melech who is Oizer, who Mashiach Umagen. Now, it is in our later extant versions of Shemoneh Esrei that we say all. There were earlier versions that had Ozer or Mashiach. We say Ozer uMashiach uMagen. Because Ozer means to help us alongside us. Ozer means we have a problem and we're trying to address it. And then we have HaKadosh Baruch Hu alongside us, helping us address the problem. Moshiach means he saves us. That is, he takes action which we couldn't take. Moshiach is where he saves us because we alone not able to get it done. Mashiach is that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu does that we could not do. That's how it's a little bit different from Ozer. Mogein means he protects us so that the problem doesn't exist. So we understand now that there's a progression. Ozer, he's side by side with us dealing with the problem, helping as we help ourselves. Moshiach, he's dealing with the aspects of our lives that we cannot but have him help us, because we would be, at least to some degree, if not fully, helpless without him. And then, umagein. And he protects us from so much that Baruch Hashem never even arrives at our doorstep, or comes at our doorstep, but no farther. Then we conclude with the height of these three, which was Magen, Baruch Atah Hashem, Magen, Avraham. that highest level of help and protection that preserves us fully, which is Magain, that's with which we conclude, Baruch Atah Hashem, Magain, Avraham. Now, Avraham is inclusive of all of us. It's inclusive of Yitzchak and Yaakov. That's how Chazal, as we mentioned last time, expressed it. Becho Chosmin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, V'heyei Bracha, meaning that the Bracha is going to come from you. And it'll be about you, and your name will be the name with which the Bracha of the identification of the Jewish people is Avraham, first and foremost. So when we identify ourselves as the children of the Avos, we conclude, Baruch Atah Hashem Magain Avraham. That Avraham aspect of faith that began with Avraham Avinu is protected. Avraham Avinu had abiding faith. He protected it. Magain Avraham means that because he protected faith and raised and fostered faith that way, Hashem protects him and protects us. Magain Avraham also means that little nekudala, that little pintle yid, that like Avraham Avinu, abides by HaKadosh Baruch Hu and remains in faith steadfast, no matter what, Magain Avraham, you protect it. And within me, I say as I daven, there's a little bit, maybe only a little bit, but there's a little bit of that steadfast Ba'al Emuna, that steadfast and stalwart sense of I am yours, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I believe in you fully and trust in you fully, as my father Avraham did, Magain Avraham. You protect that. And it's protected. It's within us all in Klal Yisrael, and it's within me as well. So it doesn't only mean Magain Avraham, you protect Avraham Avinu and protect the Jewish people materially, bodily. Magain Avraham means you protect that inner core, that substance of faith, of Emunah, of Avraham Avinu. You protect it, and I protect it with you. It's within me, protected within me. Baruch Atah Hashem, Magain Avraham, and that's why I'm here to daven with and to you, because that which is the ingredient that comes from Avraham and Yitzchak and Yaakov is still within me.